Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Lisa Becton, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Becton.
Thanks for having me.
With funding provided by the Swine Health Information Center, researchers at Purdue are using a next-generation sequencing panel to improve the detection of common and emerging swine pathogens. First of all, what types of pathogens are being targeted for detection and why?
Dr. Rebecca Wilkes with Purdue sought to develop and validate a targeted next-generation sequencing panel that was intended to diagnose multiple viral and bacterial swine respiratory pathogens. The pathogens include, but are not limited to, PRRS, influenza A virus, PCV2 and 3, Mycoplasma pneumonia, strep suis, Glacerella parasuis, and APP. Overall, there was approximately 25 different pathogens targeted.
How are these pathogens typically identified, and what are the key challenges?
Most of the time, these different pathogens require singular and different tests to be able to get a full diagnosis, and that can vary between both bacterial and viral pathogens. One of the challenges that we do face in swine medicine is that co-infections can commonly occur, and that makes diagnosis a challenge. And so having a test that can be performed in one go or with one sample that can detect multiple pathogens at one time would be advantageous to determine what is causing a problem.
What is a next generation sequencing panel?
The NGS panel is a test that is a very large parallel sequencing technology that allows for simultaneous sequencing of large numbers of genetic material or nucleic acid fragments that can account for both host and pathogens that are present in a sample.
How is this technology being used to improve the detection of pathogens?
The intent of this different test is to be able to perform one single test to determine essentially the pathogen profile in a diagnostic sample. And this can also help to potentially detect emerging or unknown pathogens. But it's also intended to guide treatment decisions, especially if you have bacterial co-infections, guide the interventions, and decrease the reliance on sequential or repeated testing.
What specifically were researchers looking for and why, and with what objectives in mind?
As with any diagnostic test, it's important to essentially evaluate and validate that the process works. To that end, some of the objectives included to develop and optimize the primers that are used to detect the respiratory pathogen genetic material, to validate the specificity of the sequence performance compared to known strains, determine the sensitivity compared to a gold standard, such as a quantitative PCR test, and then validate with clinical samples.
What were the key findings?
This project essentially developed the different tests and evaluated 70 different samples, including both positive and negative case controls. What they found is the primer pool that was developed for the 25 pathogens could be made to encompass a variety of different agents. They did compare the analytic sensitivity of the next-gen sequencing assay and found that it can consistently diagnose major respiratory pathogens such as PRRS, Mycoplasma, and PCV2 and 3. There was strong agreement of the test with PCR, and they also noted that all negative PCR tests also were the same as when tested with the next-gen sequencing technology.
How will diagnostics obtained through this process be used, by whom, and to what ends?
This is a diagnostic tool that can be used for a bunch of different people, including laboratory diagnosticians and veterinarians, and to use as they assess how best to detect and diagnose an outbreak and then develop methods for management and control. The other intent is to try to keep costs reasonable when working up a case and trying to do diagnostics on various samples.
What are the key lessons learned, and why is this knowledge important?
It was known that the next generation sequencing assay can function as a reliable diagnostic tool for swine respiratory disease detection. However, it does d need a little bit further development to address challenges addressing the limits of detection, especially when you have results that have relatively low viral or nucleic acid content. But overall, it does support its use against respiratory pathogens and can detect multiple pathogens in one single test.
How can anyone interested get more information?
This report is available in the Schick March newsletter.
And is there anything that you would like to add?
To see this report and much other information, you can go to swinehealth.org.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Dr. Lisa Becton, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.